As Massachusetts moves on several fronts to respond to the opioid addiction crisis, the state has closed what police and prosecutors said was a loophole in the drug trafficking laws. A new law criminalizing the trafficking of the powerful drug fentanyl goes into effect in Massachusetts Tuesday. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid estimated to be 30 to 50 times more potent than heroin. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey authored the legislation making trafficking in fentanyl a crime after police discovered it was increasingly common for drug dealers to mix fentanyl with heroin, often with deadly results for unsuspecting users.
Like so many users out there, they think they're using heroin, but what they're getting actually is not heroin, but something that is even more potent, more deadly, more lethal.
Previously, a dealer caught with fentanyl faced a maximum of 10 years in prison compared with 30 years for heroin. The new law puts someone caught with as little as 10 grams of fentanyl at risk of receiving a 20-year prison sentence.
By criminalizing trafficking of fentanyl, we will give police and law enforcement the tools they need to get this deadly drug off of our streets and out of the hands of those struggling with addiction.
Back in August, Healey and State Representative John Fernandez, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, joined police and local prosecutors to lobby for the statute to criminalize the trafficking of synthetic opioids. Governor Charlie Baker signed it into law last November. Fernandez said the law is in line with the approach Massachusetts has taken to combat the opioid crisis that is claiming an average of 4 lives per day.
It's consistent with where I believe we need to go, which is to make sure we make that distinction between those who need our help and those who treat this as a business without regard for the deaths that are the consequences.
Speaking at the news conference where the legislation was unveiled, Catherine Fennelly of Quincy held up her son's death certificate that stated the 21-year-old died from a fentanyl overdose.
I watched my son Paul suffer for 8 long years. There's a new face of addiction. It doesn't look like what you would assume, a homeless person on the streets, no teeth, you know, just a bum. It's not what it is. It's our kids. It's me, it's you, it's a judge, it's everybody.
Massachusetts law enforcement has seen a significant increase in the presence of fentanyl in drug investigations, according to the Northwestern District Attorney, Dave Sullivan.
Fentanyl's about greed. It's about dealers adding to the heroin and trying to make it more stronger, making it a super heroin, but at the same time creating a killer drug. And we've seen it throughout the state. When it comes back from the toxicology, you see fentanyl in those heroin doses. I don't have an exact number, but it's certainly an issue. And echoing what Attorney General Healey said is, this creates a trafficking. This means the major drug dealers who are cutting heroin with fentanyl will now face some serious consequences.
Crime labs in Massachusetts reported over 3,300 fentanyl submissions in 2014, compared with fewer than 1,000 the year before, according to the National Forensic Laboratory Information System. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.